Hello, my imaginary friend Simon here. It's Saturday the 24th of April. It's 5 to 10 in the morning. This is my audio blog. I've just been listening to Andy Taylor, who recorded an audio blog a few minutes ago and posted it. So it was quite interesting to hear what's going on in Andy's life and a little bit of what his day's like. So I haven't got a dog to walk, so I won't be able to reciprocate directly, but I can talk a bit about what it's like being in on a Saturday morning and having two kids. So, because I'm sure that somebody out there will be interested. So, the day starts at 7-ish, 7 o'clock, and I'm drinking tea, by the way, with Henry, our 9-month-old boy, screaming, obviously wants feeding. So Yana gets out of bed and goes and picks him up, brings him back to bed and feeds him in bed, breastfeeds him. And meanwhile, I get out of bed, go downstairs, make a cup of tea for Yana and me, and bring it upstairs, climb back into bed, and we have our tea as well. And talk about fertility and audio boo and all that sort of thing. Couple of comments. Obviously, people who've been through fertility have a different experience and bring a different viewpoint. As I said before, but they can't necessarily see it objectively, because they've been through it. I, on the other hand, was probably a bit scared off by the experience of another couple friend of ours who have been through a lot of fertility treatment and have had a lot of pregnancies that have ended very early on. And I think they were probably one of the less successful cases, to say the least, for fertility, and that probably put us off because they seemed to go through an awful lot of hassle of injections and hormones and feeling really awful and many, many cycles of doing that and then impregnating a potential baby and then it didn't stick and miscarriage. So it seemed to be an awful lot of pain and no success. I think that's an extreme case, and friends like Ruth and John show that you can have success, and it can be relatively good if you just need a little bit of help just to get you over the edge, I think. So talking to Yana about that, and then Amelia woke up and came in to see us, so then it was the four of us in the bed and playing around. So Amelia's 2.5, 2¾, but yeah, just chilling out in bed with Yana and with the two kids and bouncing around, all that sort of thing, which is nice. Then that came to an end. So then Amelia and I came downstairs. I made a breakfast for Amelia, so she then gets to eat for the first time. Made another pair of cups of tea for Yana and for me. Yana has decided she wants to vacuum, so she's vacuuming. Well, she's been vacuuming upstairs. She wanted to vacuum before Henry needs to go back to bed again, so that's why it was urgent to do some vacuuming. So she's only had that one cup of tea. Oh, and she's now got her second cup of tea to keep her going, but she hasn't had anything to eat yet. She's fed Henry, and so I'm looking forward to her coming down and having something to eat, because I think that's going to be good for her. But that's the sort of life that you lead. Cups of tea, bouncing around in bed. Eventually you get to eat something, and now Amelia's rummaging on the floor with toys. Henry's on the floor rummaging around as well. He's happy. I've had my tea, I'm happy, and I'm going to go get Yana to eat something now.